Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Understand from our key scripture in Matthew chapter number 9, verse number 35. We have been talking about Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every word. Now you must understand that anything in your life that is not good is not God. Anything in your life that is not good is not God. The enemy has done it. In Psalm 118, verse number 23, he says, "This is the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our sight." Every doing of the Lord is marvelous, which means it is good. So, anything that is not good is not God. The enemy has done it. The doings of the Lord are what? Marvelous. Somebody is blessed. In Matthew chapter number 13, verse number 24 to 28, we saw how the master planted good seeds. And the day after, the seed has turned into tares. And he asked, how? The servants came to him and asked, how did this happen? We know the good master sown good seed. But how come it has turned into all? Yes. Somebody's blind. And then the master said, the enemy has done this. Somebody's blessed. I want you to understand that we all have a common whose name is the devil. He's sometimes called in the Old Testament as Satan. Satan. And in the New Testament, the devil. That is our number one enemy. And he's the one who causes all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. The word came from two words. This and ease. This means anti-ease, which means against ease. Somebody is here. Now listen. Disease may not necessarily be physical, but anything that makes you uneasy, anything that does not bring easiness in your body, it is also called what? Disease. And this is caused by your common enemy whose name is the devil. Somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. Tonight I decree and declare Anything that is causing uneasiness in your body, anything that the devil is bringing your way, in the name of Jesus Christ, we demand a solution and an answer tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. So the devil is the orchestrator of all sicknesses and all disease. I want you to understand, no matter how you see it, sicknesses are not part of life. Eh? For those of us in this kingdom, sicknesses are not part of life. Somebody say, oh, as for sickness and disease, they are part of life. No, they are not part of life for anyone who is a child of God. But those who are in the world, for them, they can say it is what? A part of life. Because Jesus told them that in this world, you shall have tribulation, you shall have sorrows and pain. So those who are in the world can see sicknesses as what? Part of life. But for us in this kingdom, sickness is not part of life. I pray that somebody will receive light tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because sicknesses and diseases is not the will of God. His will is to heal everyone child that is sick. Even though sickness is not from God, it is not his will for every one of them. It is his will to do what? To also heal. Somebody is blessed. And the Bible says that Jesus healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Tonight, I don't know the kind of disease that has a name in your life. I don't know the kind of sickness which is hidden or revealed. Jesus is here to heal you of all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the name of Jesus Christ, your amen is weak. I said your amen is weak. You must understand that his target, Jesus' target, is not only to heal you. Because there are some people here who may feel that they are not sick. Who may feel they are not well. Yes. Because you don't have any trouble in your body. Jesus' target is not to heal his children, but his target is to cause you to walk in divine health. So tonight, the target for Jesus in two forms. Those who are sick will be healed instantly. And those who by the grace of God are not sick are going to walk in divine health all the days of your life. Because he said, unto his brother Gaius, in 3 John 2, he said, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. God takes responsibility when it comes to what? Your health. Somebody is blessed. Is he willing to heal you? Why is he willing to cause you to walk in divine health? Because in Psalm 103, verse number 1-3, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Now verse 3, what are the benefits? He said, he forgiveth thee of all thy heart. in healing us as his children. Why does he want us to walk in divine? Because the very day that you came to believe in Jesus, the day you came to receive him, that day the Bible says he forgave you of all your iniquities. Oh, your amen is looking like somebody who is at ease. That day, the Bible says he forgave you all your iniquities. Not only did he forgive you of all your iniquities, but he also healed you of all your diseases. Oh, somebody is not here. Put somebody and say that he healed me of all my disease. Isaiah chapter number 53, verse number 1 to 5. Let's quickly read it. He said, who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Continue for me. And he said, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground, and he had no form nor comeliness, and when he shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Verse 3, he said, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Go on, he said, surely he bore our grief. The word grief in the Hebrew and in the Greek is the same thing. The word grief means he bore our disease and he bore my sicknesses. The Bible says that, and he carried our sorrows. Beloved, we are talking about Jesus who died on the cross to carry your sorrows. He bore your disease. And the very day, the very moment, the very hour, the very minute that you receive this Jesus, he said, I have forgiven you of all your sins. It is your sins that brought curse of diseases. Therefore, I, the Lord, I have forgiven you, and I have also healed you of all your sicknesses. Today, somebody is going to walk in divine healing. Another person is going to walk in divine health. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, if you are the one, shout, I receive it. Hallelujah. So God wants us to live a sickness-free life. Tap somebody and say, God wants me to live a sickness-free life. Tell another person again. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 to 17, the Bible says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that were hurt. See, today you will not live here with any sickness in your body. Oh, look at you. Are you here with me? I said you will never live here with any sickness in your body. Look at verse 17. Look at verse 17. The Bible says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah. You remember what Isaiah said? That he bore my grief and carried my sorrow. Before Jesus came, Isaiah had prophesied that a man will come, a special will be brought to this world. And that person would bear the pain, would take away sicknesses and diseases from his people. When Jesus came, he said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmity and bore our sickness. Today, Jesus is here. The same Jesus who was there in his days healing the sick. That same Jesus Christ is healing you. Is healing you. He's healing you. I don't know. Some of you may not be physically sick, but you are financially sick. You are emotionally sick. In fact, as a matter of fact, you are intellectually sick. And I pray that anything that makes you uneasy, oh, come on, Lord Abba. I really wish I came for only one person. Anybody who came here with any uneasiness, may you never leave here the same. In the name of Jesus, if you are the one, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the most important thing, as the Bible describes, is that Jesus cures or heals by his word. He heals by what? His word is the balm of Gilead. The Bible says in Jeremiah 8:22, is there no balm in Gilead? Are there no physicians there? Why are the health of my daughters not being recovered? Wow. When Jesus came into the New Testament, he presented himself as the master physician. He said, those who are not sick, they don't need physician. But I came for those who are sick. He said that if anybody is not sick, he doesn't need a physician. But the one who is sick needs a physician. Jesus presented himself as the master physician. And every physician has a balm. Has a balm. Has what? Tell somebody and say, has a balm. And the balm that Jesus heals with is the balm of his word. The Bible said he started preaching and teaching. Whilst he was teaching, the people were getting healed. Everywhere, when he started preaching and teaching, then people, the Bible says that, and the power of God was present to do what? To heal. Tonight, even as the word of God is coming to you, I pray for you today. If I were you, I would jump one more time and say, I receive it. Sit down. Now, I want to be very snappy because we have a strong move. The Holy Spirit is about to move like never before. Now, listen to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord just touched somebody with the pain and the growth right here at this side. That thing, check it. It is no more. You are having that pain. And some form, like there was something, whether swollen or a growth there. But the Lord says that has already been dealt with. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, one way by which we receive the healing ministry of Jesus, which is very important tonight, one way, by which we receive divine healing. Now let me explain divine healing before I go on. Divine healing is the healing that only divine healing. It is the healing received by the hand of God. Only the hand of God administers. Some of you are taking drugs just to manage the problem, but you are not curing it. Divine healing is solely by the hand of God. How then do we receive divine healing? One way, we have talked about several ways during this month. One way, we talked about the word of God. Another way is through the blood. Another way is the engagement of your faith. But tonight, I want to share with you one way by which we receive divine healing. And that way is the encounter with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The ones who said amen, may you be blessed. Amen. This shows you are not at ease. Hallelujah. Amen. I said one way by which we receive the healing ministry of Jesus is through the encounter with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. How do I know this? Is somebody listening to me? I know this because Jesus could not heal until he was anointed. In Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all them that were hurt. Jesus could not heal the sick until he was so the encounter with the anointing of the Holy Ghost is what releases the healing power of God. Tonight, that anointing is here. Let me tell you, Jesus didn't take that anointing to heaven. He released it. Praise God. Anyone that he sent, he gave him that ability to be able to heal. Somebody's blessed. So tonight, as God has sent me, that anointing to heal is present. Somebody's blessed. Even this month alone, God has miraculously many lives and transform many health situations. And tonight, yours will not be different. In the name of Jesus Christ. So the anointing of the Holy Ghost is one way by which we receive what? By which we receive what? By which we receive what? You are following me. God bless you. Now, you must also understand that the anointing comes primarily by the teaching and the preaching of the gospel or the word. Listen. The anointing and the preaching comes by the teaching and the preaching of what? This is how Paul put it in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone. That one. Gospel, the teaching and the preaching of the gospel is the power of God. bless you, my brother. God bless you. Have you forgotten our sister's testimony? How many of you have forgotten the sister's testimony? You all remember? Are you sure? No, some of you don't know. The way you are looking at my face, you don't know the testimony. She was sitting at the back somewhere last 2 months. The back, every place you told, the overflow was. And then I made a declaration, and then she shouted with a jump. And everybody around her, chay, 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 chay. Sister Edie, how power you? Almost three now, fine. Can you imagine that today is Saturday, right? She's getting married today. Just by her response. Right response. So don't look at my face like Mumu. And respond when it is what? Appropriate. Your response is what opens your spirit up for the word to enter. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the preaching of the gospel is what releases the anointing to heal. Somebody is blessed. Now you must understand that we are blessed in this kingdom. Are you with me? Because according to John chapter number 11 verse 12, he says, from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven has done what? Suffered violence. And the violence taken by heart. So you must understand that you need some spiritual forces to be able to override the violence of the enemy. The violence taken by force. So before you can enjoy your marital destiny, you need some spiritual forces to be able to override the enemy against your marriage. Are you with me? Before you can also conceive, you need spiritual what? Forces to be able to override the satanic force, the violent nature that is coming at you. Everything that you need to become in this kingdom, you need spiritual forces. Tap somebody on their upper pump and say, you need spiritual force. Somebody did me. Don't allow the person to tap you without tapping him. Hallelujah. You see, I'm doing all this because I have your interest at heart. Listen, you don't just need to come and pray aimlessly. And just throw your legs and then you think that you have prayed. You have weakened your body. In fact, some of you, when you go, the way you sleep, it's not because you had an all-night home. And the saddest thing is that you don't have anything coming out of it. Some of you, even after prayer, your issue became worse. Because you prayed without purpose and you prayed without aim. Let me tell you, yeah, we teach based on the word and we pray. You must understand what you are praying about. Somebody here with me.
Yes.
So don't sit down and think that you can sleep. Woe unto them who are at ease in Zion. I pray you will not be at ease.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Tonight God is giving you spiritual force.
Yes.
That will override every violence against your life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
As I'm teaching and preaching, I'm releasing light unto you. And from today, you are walking in divine health. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. For the sake of time, one of these spiritual forces that releases the anointing. You see, in the kingdom, there are spiritual forces that override every violence of the enemy. But one of that spiritual force, to fast track my message because of time, is the force. Are you ready? The force of the name of Jesus. If you said amen, let the name work for you tonight. I said, let the name work for you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. So what are the forces that releases the anointing? Anytime you engage that force, the anointing is released. That force is the name. Tonight, the name of Jesus will be brought to bear on every sickness, on every disease, on every trouble, on every pain, on every sorrow, in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout Jesus. Hallelujah. Something is about to be released. I said something is about to be relieved. You see, there are certain things you need to change in your mind concerning sickness and disease. Listen, as a child of God, it is not your right to be sick. You need not to be sick. Your quest is to walk all the time in the buoyancy of your health. Drop it and hashtag me. The buoyancy of all. Tonight, as I decree, let it be your portion. Your health will be agile. Some of you, for the next 5 to 7 years, you will never visit the hospital. Oh my God. For some of you, the Lord said, as you add 15 years, you will never visit the hospital. That's saying the word of the Lord. Ha, I feel an anointing here. So, one of the spiritual forms that releases the anointing is the name of Jesus. Tap 3 people and say the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen. The name Christ is the anointing. Say the anointed one. And Jesus means the Messiah or the deliverer or savior. Look at it. The name Jesus means savior or deliverer. And Christ means the anointed one. So put together, the anointed savior or deliverer. That is who he is. Tonight, anytime you mention that name, let the anointing in that name. I said, let the anointing in that name be brought to bear tonight. That is why when we mention the name Jesus, demons begins to tremble. That is why when we mention the name of Jesus, demons begin to flee. Sicknesses begin to give way. Somebody shout Jesus. Come on, there is an anointing in this house. Shout ya! Shout ya! I see your deliverer has come. Your savior has come. I said your deliverer has come. That is why in Songs of Solomon, chapter 1 verse 3. Songs of Solomon. How many of you have opened to Songs of Solomon before? How many of you have read Songs of Solomon before? Which of the testament is Songs of Solomon? Somebody is blessed. Now, everybody read with me. Now I can see you are enjoying me. Enjoying the word of God. Somebody read with me. He said that because of the savor of thy good. The word good ointment means anointing. Now let's go. Thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee. Don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. The virgin there, who told you Solomon? If you are not prophetic, you begin to read other meanings. But this is a prophetic scripture. Every word in Songs of Solomon was pointing to Jesus. Oh yeah. It's because you don't understand. But let me show you a little revelation here. He said, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Huh? Therefore, do the virgins love thee. Do you know who are the virgins? The church, the bride of Christ. Is anybody here with me? The virgin is not as some of you may think. So if you are anointed pastor, it means virgins will love you. You are a fool. Is anybody here with me? So when they come, then tobo, see, because of the anointing, the virgins will love you. You are a big fool. The virgin is talking about the bride, which is the church. We are the virgins of God. And he said, we will love his name. We will love his name. He said, now his name shall be poured forth as a good ointment. Therefore, the virgins love thee. Why do we love thee? Because there's an anointing in his name. So anybody who loves the name also receive the oil, the anointing in the name. One of our greatest assets as a church and as a body of Christ is the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, stop three people and shout the name on them. Shout the name on them. Come on, shout the name on them. Come on, shout Jesus. As you are shouting, you are releasing the anointing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Whenever you mention the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus is what commands results. It's what does what? Here on earth. If you want to see any result, it is the name of Jesus. Somebody is blessed. Go with me to John chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. Jesus made a very remarkable statement concerning. He said, everybody go. Everybody read with me. Go. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than this you will do, because I go unto my Father. Is it clear?
Yes.
So Jesus says that we are going to do even greater works than he did. How? Go to the next verse. He said, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be so. It is going to be in the name of Jesus that whatever we would ask will be all. This is not prayer. In the name of Jesus, it will be given whatsoever ye shall ask. The name has power. It has the anointing. And when that anointing is released, it heals the sick. It heals the brokenhearted. It brings recovery. It causes you to walk in divine health. Now verse 14, he says, that's where the deal is. If ye shall ask anything in my name, oh, don't pretend you are clapping. Clap better unto Jesus. Somebody after tonight, you are going to do greater works. In the name of Jesus, you shall live above every reproach. In the name of Jesus, greater works will come out of you. Your life will be greater. Your marriage will be greater. Your finances will be greater. If you are the one, you are shouting hallelujah. Ha! The name of Jesus. Tell somebody the name of Jesus. Kandi Arabo Shadabaha. Something is about to break loose. In Mark chapter 16, verse 17, look at what the name did for them. Is everybody alive in this house? Yes. I thank God for today. Because in your life today is going to mark the beginning of every miracle. Look at how my hands is going. It's going to mark the beginning of every testimony. Some of you have never said a testimony before. But tonight, your multiple testimonies have begun. Now let's read together. Everybody go. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Go. In my name shall they cast out them. They shall speak with new tongues. Shout the name of Jesus. In my name. Therefore, every oppression of the devil over your life, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, whatever embargo that has been placed on you, whatever captivity you find yourself in, the name of Jesus, I feel an anointing this day. There is so much glory in this house. There's so much power in this house. Somebody is letting go because of the name of Jesus. I see chains broken from somebody's hands. The fetters of iron is broken. And I see your hands loosed. Somebody's hands are loose. To be able to receive and to be able to bless. Some of you, you have never been able to bless people because you have never had enough. But after today, you are going to be an avalanche. You'll be giving more because God is going to bless you more. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, you have always loved to help the work of God. But because you don't have enough, it becomes difficult. But I decree as a servant of the living God, in the name of Jesus, after today, when they are looking for people who will support the work of God, you will be number one of them. I said you will be number one. All by the name of whoever mentioned the name is working for you.
I said, whoever mentioned the name is working for you. In the name of Jesus, wherever your finances have been placed, I command it to come out. In the name of Jesus. Wherever your peace has been hidden, I command it to come out in the name of Jesus. I see a resurgence of a new group, a new breed, a people of God who love the name of Jesus. Let the name of Jesus be unto you as a sweet smelling fragrance, a sweet ointment that is bringing glory to you. If you are the one, shout, yeah! The Bible says in Acts chapter number 3, verse number 6, oh my God, the first miracle that happened after Jesus had left with the apostles was the man at the gate of Beautiful. The Bible said, Peter and his brother got there and said, that, oh God, look at us. You have always been asking of alms, always asking from hand to mouth. You have been at the beautiful gate, but you have never entered into the place before. Today, your destiny. I came as a prophet of God. Let me tell you, don't expect me to tell you your phone number. It's stupidity. Don't tell me to tell you where you come from. I don't need that. But let me speak a sure word of prophecy over your life. This is a sure word of prophecy. After today, I speak as a servant of the living God. Somebody, your dwelling position is changing. Whatever has crippled you, you are coming up. You are coming up. You are coming up. Shout, Jesus. Listen, you are almost in, but you have never been in. You are sitting by the place called Beautiful, but you have never entered it before. Today, you will live here. Wherever you are supposed to be, your feet is stepping there. Your feet is stepping there. In the height, in the level, in the place, you are getting there. If you are the one, shout, yeah! Then Peter said, silver and gold have I now. Some of you, you have been depending on others for survival. Today, the tables are turning. They are rather going to depend on you. Is anybody here with me? Some of you are looking for physical things. God is going to beat your imagination. Let me tell you, the things that no eyes have seen, no ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of any man, God has prepared for you because you love him. I came to let you know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that requires, obtain according to his power that is at work. Hey! 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 Silver and gold, but such as I have. Beloved, in case you came here, I have nothing to give you than the name of Jesus. The best gift I have for you as you live here today is the anointing that is in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, the name of Jesus is not like your name. It is not a name you can play and joke with. It carries anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up! I see you walking. I see you walking. Some of you, come on, shout it! Come on, shout it! Those who are already walking will start running, and those who are running will be jumping. Praise in the name of the Lord, because there is power in the name. There is anointing in the name. There is glory in the name. Somebody shout, yeah! Whoa! People were amazed, because for 36 years or more, this man was sitting at a beautiful gate. And when they saw this man running and jumping everywhere, praising God, they began to ask, how was this possible? Today, after this place, my sweetheart, people will see you and ask you, how was this possible? Go to verse 17. Go to verse 17. Because let me tell you, so long as you remain the same, people will love you. But the moment they see a change in your life, knowing you are going somewhere, they will rise up against you. But let God punish the devil. In fact, in case they don't know, they are going to see more than what they see now. Now listen, when they asked Peter and John how, and they asked, they were wondering, how was this possible? Look at the answer they gave. He said that, and now, everybody go with me, and now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. Continue. But those things which God before had shown by the mouth of all prophets, that Christ should suffer, and he had so fulfilled. Continue with me. You'll finish very soon. Continue as we go. No, go back to, I think, go to 16. I think we were running too fast. Go to 16. Everybody go. And his name, through faith in his name, has somebody will be stronger after today. Hey! They wanted you to be weak forever. They wanted you to be crippled forever. They wanted you to be lame forever. But in the name of Jesus, you are made strong. You are made strong. You are healed. If you are the one, shout yeah. Oh. So the name of Jesus carries an anointing. And that anointing is a yoke breaking and sickness destroyer. Isaiah 10:27. He said, it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be lifted from off thy neck, and the yoke from off thy shoulders, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing is in the name of Jesus. When you release that spiritual force,
anointing in the name is released for your healing, for your deliverance, in the name of Jesus. I wouldn't be able to end because I'm almost at end. Somebody will ask in conclusion. It's not only the name of Jesus, release the anointing for your healing, but among other things that the Lord has laid upon my heart today is that whenever you mention the name of Jesus, it releases a covering of shelter. Amen. And this is very important to me tonight. Some of us may not be sick and therefore may not necessarily need healing, but you need to be covered by the name. Amen. Especially at this season where the year is coming to an end. They say that the last days are dangerous, but for us, by the name of Jesus, the Bible said that the name of the Lord Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. You will travel in safety. You will go and come back in safety. No evil will come near your dwelling. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a covering unto you. In the name of Jesus, when the enemy comes in like a fly, the Spirit of the Lord is ready to stand up. Somebody shall cover it. If there is anyone here that has been scheduled to die through an accident, I stand in the name of Jesus on this exalted altar, and I cancel that appointment now. If there is anyone here, for some reason, has been killed in the realms of the spirit, and therefore the rest is going to be history, I stand in the name of Jesus on this exalted altar. Every appointment with death is canceled. Every appointment of death is canceled. Every appointment of death is canceled. If there is anybody who by accident will lose any part of his body or her body, I stand in the name of Jesus on this exalted altar and I cancel it out. Kadiarabosha, the name of Jesus. But in conclusion, I'm just saying this in passing. The only way that the anointing in the name of Jesus will work for you is, number one, you must be born again and you must live in purity. You must be born again and you must live in purity. Listen, in Acts chapter number 9, verse 32, we are not reading to 35. No, Acts 19, sorry, 13 to 16 talks about the sons of Sceva, who thought that they could just use the name of Jesus anyhow, and saw the devil beat the devil out of them. Don't joke with the name Jesus. It is a holy name. You can't just be devil and in field and be able to receive the anointing in the name. That is not possible. Is somebody here with me? Number two, you must understand the power in the name. You must understand the power in the name. Somebody say understanding. Psalm 49 verse 20 says, everybody go. He said, a man that is in honor. Everybody say, a man that is in honor. Tell somebody, say, a man that is in honor. You are in honor. You are an honorable person. You are in honor. Honor. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, the man that is in honor and understandeth not is like a beast that perish. So, of all your honorability, if you lack understanding, you perish like what? Before the anointing in the name will work for you, you must understand the power in the name. That is number two. Number three, something is about to break forth. God bless you, my son. You are doing well. You are keeping me up. Believe in that power. As you understand the power in the name, also believe in the power of the name. Acts chapter 3 verse 16, as it was quoted earlier. And then number four, you must sing praises unto the name. You must do what? Psalm number 92 verse 1 and 2. Psalm number 92 verse 1 and 2. Everybody, we are reading together. Go with me. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most. Unto whose name? Unto whose name? No. Pay what you know now. Unto whose name?
Jesus.
Amen. Now everybody go. Shout it. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness. So, we are supposed to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Now, when you do that, okay, when you do that, verse number 10, this is what happened. Go to verse number 10. This is verse number 10. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said that, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. I shall be anointed. Anytime you begin to sing about the name and you offer praises to the name, God says your head is lifted like that of the unicorn. And you are anointed with fresh. Why? Because there is anointing in the name. That is why in my church, if you sing and the song doesn't have Jesus in it, you are wrong. Amen. I've told them, you can't stand on this altar, worship, and not sing about Jesus. Then who are you singing? Take a rip. Listen. Some of our tree songs is very deceptive. It uses the word nyame. No. The real rendition of Jesus in the tree, or the best rendition, is erati enye nyame. Amen. Erati. And in most of the songs that sing about nyame nyame, no, when you start singing, the devil has a field day in the place. Because in that case, it could be them. It could also be all them. But when you mention a rat day, they can't take the glory. Oh yes. Oh yes. So be careful the kind of songs you sing. There was this song. The English rendition is best. The English rendition is best. Jesus is the mighty God. He is the mighty God. Okay, what is the tree version? Onyami kokroku. Meant to be done.
It
was said that at a particular place when they started singing Motia, people the and Motia for you see God opened somebody's eye there. And then Motia Mushia Omadia Omu conference. Onyami kokroku. Onyami kakraka a body in a kutu. Let me tell you. Now I saw Bejina saw them. Now to onyami kokroku. Is anybody here with me? But when you say Jesus is a mighty God, He is mighty, mighty, mighty. Now, Motia, what about before yesterday? The devil, God punish the devil. You must sing praises unto the name. If you want to receive fresh anointing every day, sing about who? How many of you are ready to do that? The healing Jesus is here. Come on, put your hands together for His word. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Now raise your hands and begin to bless Him for His word. Lift up the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Declare Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Come on. Lift up the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. The healing Jesus is here. Come on, lift up your hands. Don't be weary. Wave it to Jesus. 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 Yeah, na 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 na
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.